welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Olivia and I have been talking about a little bit about how different ages look at travel. So the millennials, are they wanting to do more activity things, and the more baby boomers, are we looking for, and I say we because I fall into that group, are we looking to just kind of chill out? So Olivia, which one for millennials? Do you think you guys are looking for more activities, or you guys want to cool out sometimes too?
I think some of us are, and some of us are burnt out from college or whatever we're going through at the time. And
you guys, you know, are the go generation.
I guess so. Working with you, though, I feel like we have similar tastes. We've developed similar tastes. So maybe it's just up to personality.
I think personality does have a lot to do with it, but there might be a little bit of something also when it comes to maybe some of the activity. Because I know for me, whitewater rafting and, you know, zip lining only if it's, you know, not too strenuous, you know. So.
Right.
I don't know. I'm a little concerned about breaking a bone or something. Maybe is what my problem is.
You've gone on a lot of press trips. How do you feel about a stacked itinerary?
Well, that's a very good point, because sometimes I can be a little more exhausted in the evening with that kind type of itinerary than I was when I was, say, your age. I could just kind of keep going and get 2 hours of sleep.
What's next, right?
And be up the next morning. So an itinerary that does not have a lot of things kind of packed into it, and especially if it's right behind each other. So I like to spread it out a little bit.
It is kind of funny traveling, you know, with my cousins, other people my age. I usually get pretty tired at night if I'm on vacation because it's just a new environment. Mm-hmm. But they're talking about, okay, where are we going to go out tonight? And I'm like halfway in bed.
So there you go. So
even maybe an outsider.
Yeah. Well, and you're pretty energetic, so.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. I think you hit it on the head, too, when you said that it also has a little bit to do with individuals as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's so many places around the world, though, where I think if you do have kind of that old school, new school, you know, kind of travelers traveling together, that they'll be able to find some things to do and everyone to be happy.
Yeah, you can find some things you can do together. And then when you want to go off and do different things, it's not awkward or tense. Everybody's happy.
That's true. That's true. Because that's one of the challenges, regardless of, you know, the age, is making sure that
everybody's happy.
Everyone's happy and no one feels as though, well, we did everything that you wanted to do yesterday. What about me? So just finding that balance, regardless of the age. So any ideas of maybe a couple of cities we can talk about?
Yeah, we're looking at an article from Reuters and the Weather Channel together. They suggested one of the best places to go on a vacation for all ages is Florence, Italy.
Florence, that's interesting. Yeah.
Considered the center of Renaissance culture, so definitely a great place for history buffs.
And I would say, too, that probably more of the old school, the baby boomers, we probably would be a little bit more interested in history, because some of it may be some of the things that kind of happened.
You guys may remember.
Right, you may remember it.
We're
interested in checking out some of it. Maybe not Renaissance, maybe not that far back. But anyway.
For people of all ages, it's good to know that it's a very walkable city.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a lot in a short distance, and it's easy to get around.
And that's a really good point that you bring up also, too, about the walkability of a city. Because we've talked before about the cobblestone streets, and just some of the streets that you can find in Europe may not be as level and as even as some of the ones that, you know, you may be accustomed to walking on. So you need to be prepared with those walking shoes, really, regardless of your age. But if you are an older traveler and you do have some limitations in your mobility, definitely want to pay attention to that.
Right. And we've also talked about just kind of paying attention to, you know, how your body's reacting. You may feel really excited and distracted by everything that's going on around you, but then it kind of hits you out of nowhere that you're exhausted, mm-hmm. or, you know, overheated or whatever it may be. So just pay attention to those things.
Exactly. Exactly. But now the Florence Cathedral is a great one, because you can go and spend quite a bit of time in there looking around. It was completed in 1434, and it really preserves a lot of the important works of art from around the same period of time. And the stained glass windows, the Gothic style.
Very authentic.
All of those things are so authentic, and I think that could attract everyone. And again, even if you have one group that may be more interested, I think everyone could find some interest in that.
Yes, and if you are interested in art, there's also the Uffizi Gallery, one of the most famous museums in the world. Majority of their art also from the Renaissance period, and you can see works by Botticelli, Da Vinci, and Michelangelo.
Definitely a place that you want to check out. Any other places?
There's Ponte Vecchio, a medieval stone bridge. It's really neat. Bridges used to have shops built around them.
Mm-hmm.
And this is still has that same structure. I think they had to kind of renovate a couple times, but overall it's still a very Renaissance-y and lots of jewelry shops there now.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So you can go shopping there. And again, I think that's one of the things too, that when you're traveling with different generations that you want to look for, is that while someone's maybe kind of checking out the history of that bridge and the medieval, you know, design and things like that of it, someone else can go shopping. So you can get more than one thing
there. There you go. And one thing I was thinking about that maybe millennials, it might be a millennial thing or just a younger person thing, but going on day trips, you know, it's not enough just to see one place. You want to see as much as you can in the surrounding area. And day trips from Florence, there are a lot of options. There's Pisa to see the Leaning Tower, Lucca, the city of 100 churches, and Chianti with wine, beautiful landscape, lots of neat small towns. And there's beautiful scenery all over. There's lots of wineries and rolling hills. So it's great to just go for a drive.
Definitely, definitely. And you can find so much of that. And I think you're right about the day trips. While I think everyone might be interested in it, I think that may be a little bit more of a tendency for the millennials to want to just kind of get out there and see how many cities and things that they can do on a, say, maybe a 7-hour weekday, 7-week, 7-day, I can't talk today.
7-week trip, that sounds great.
You can see a lot in a 7-week trip, but in a 7-day trip, try and see as many cities as they possibly can in that amount of time. But now let's skip over to maybe somewhere else, like maybe Costa Rica, because when I think of Costa Rica, I think of like high activity level, although I know you can relax and do some things, but zip lining and things like that through the rainforest, that's just the perfect place for that.
Yeah, Costa Rica is great because it has those beautiful beaches and you can just relax. And, you know, that's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, there's lots of zip lining possibilities and also just exploring the beautiful nature reserves they have there.
And, you know, the other thing, too, about, you know, this destination, it is considered a hipster's destination. So
really?
You do get the millennials with that. So, and it's because of all the things like vibrant nightclubs and restaurants and things like that. And then, of course, all the history that is there in Costa Rica, as well as all of the natural nature and, you know, sightseeing and those kind of things, that it really does kind of capture, I think, that millennial vibe to it.
Yes, and I think hipsters would like Tamarindo. It's home to casinos, discos, and live concerts, but the locals decide week to week what the hotspot's going to be each night.
Oh.
So you really have to be on the inside of things.
You have to be on the inside of that. And I would say probably that's another thing maybe that might be a little bit more of the younger group, maybe kind of getting out, meeting people, connecting. You probably connected already on social media before going, where maybe the baby boomers may not have done as much of that.
Good idea to try to connect before you visit. That's a good idea.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I hear that all the time on some of the travel groups that I'm a member of on Facebook, where they're already meeting up before they reach that destination with friends and people that they can connect with to find out all those things to do.
Right, especially like young women traveling alone or in a small group, or even, you know, older women, refined women.
Who are looking for, you know, some friends to meet as well. Absolutely. Everyone can meet a new friend. Nothing wrong with that.
No.
Well, these are two great destinations because, you know, as we mentioned, you know, there's a little something for everyone. And you don't have to have anyone kind of going away mad because they didn't get their choice of things to do on vacation.
And, of course, you can bond over the beautiful culture, the great food, and very different in both locations.
Absolutely. I think these are two good ones, too, to put on the website of things for people to do, because there are a couple of things that we didn't cover here that are really great things for people to do.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just so much to see in Costa Rica and also just Florence itself, one city in Italy. And it's not the first city you think of when you think of Italy.
It really is not. It's not the first city that you think of, but it certainly is one of the beautiful cities in Italy that when you're traveling there, even if you're visiting Rome, that might be one of those day trips you want to zip over and do, or vice versa, visiting Florence and zip over to Rome. But, you know, now in the last segment, though, we talked with Alexandra Jarvis about a new hotel that just popped up in McDonough, True by Hilton. And they're giving away a two-night stay for our listeners. So let's talk again, you know, really quickly before we go out on this segment about how people can enter that. They can go on Facebook, Travel Bags with Anita, and tell us a little bit about what was their best, their favorite vacation. And then we'll select from that group, as well as on Instagram, too. You can leave us some comments there on Anita, A-N-N-I-T-A, the letter N, and then Friends, Anita and Friends. And tell us what was your best vacation. And then on August 7th or somewhere around that time, we're going to select a winner, and then we will announce it as well on the following Saturday.
That sounds ideal. The best part of travel is sharing the stories, so can't wait to read them.
I can't wait to read them, too, so you guys check that out. Now, we're down at the end of this segment, so let's take a break here. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and the show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a minute.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes,